Discussion with Ajahn Suchin in Bangkok, June 2022. Recorded by the Foundation, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Ryder and Sarita.
Start with a simple question this morning. What is truth?
What is now appearing?
What is now appearing?
Is that right?
Is that right? I guess that's part of the line of questioning that I have.
If it is not right now, can we understand that as it is?
No.
That's why it has to be that which is now appearing only.
That which is now appearing?
That can be understood as whether it's true or not. Because we just talk about the absolute of life from birth up to now. So many happenings, what are there from the moment of death, moment of birth up to now? Even right now, what is the truth? If it's not true, can there be any understanding of any truth at all?
Okay. That leads me to another question that will help me understand. So people often deeply believe in things that are not true, right? That the world is flat, or that women should not be able to get education, or that they are better than others because of their wealth, their religion, or their skin. They believe this to be the truth. And many of these beliefs come from the way people are raised, the things that they are taught, and what they experience, their circumstances. So how can we know one truth when the truth appears differently to everyone?
Each word should be studied carefully. For example, we use the word the world or a world, but what is the world? See, we just go across everything, just want to understand only this, only. But what about the truth of even? Is there now a world? If there is, what is a world? We just think or imagine what we are talking about, but what is the absolute truth of what we are talking about? If we talk about the world, what is it? See,
the word
it
truth.
Seems like we understand, but actually, when there is no considering, we think that we know or we understand. But in truth, what is a world?
What is a word or the
world?
Or what is the world?
Mm-hmm. And I use the word a world, one at a time.
Are there many worlds?
Yeah. So when there is the understanding, there can be the understanding of what is meant by a world. Just one word. It means that we didn't understand what we talk at all from birth, even the word world.
It's a concept.
What is it?
The world
mm-hmm.
is a concept. I mean, like borders are a concept. Countries are a concept.
Where are those things?
In our imagination.
That's it. Not understanding what is really meant, a world or the world.
How do we ever understand what is real?
If it is not at this very moment, we just think about it. But what is there now? Is it not true? Because it's now appearing.
Ah, okay. So that, I guess that's where I get to. Like, we can believe things to be true. Like, it is...
We can consider what is meant by truth, absolute truth. Because we used to think in words about this and that, the world, the things, people, and so on. But what is there? The absolute truth of what we take for thing, and person, self, or whatever, there must be a reality, the absolute reality, unknown, because it does not appear as it is.
It does not appear as it is.
As it is, yes. So what is now seen?
What
is seeing right now? And what is that which is seen? Then, how do you think that it's color which is seen? Before you heard about what it's seen, or after hearing about it? and consider in truth what is really seen. If we don't call it that which is seen, is it that which is seen? In truth, we don't call it anything at all. But is it there, that which is seen right now?
Yes, and more.
Can it be more than that which can be seen?
I think so.
What is that more?
I wouldn't know because I only have a limited ability to know what is true.
But that is not moment of understanding that which is now appearing because it is seen. We can say it is seen because it is seen, right? That which is seen cannot see anything. But now at this very moment, there is that which is seen. But what is the absolute of that which can be seen?
What is the absolute of that which can be seen?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that brings me back to my original question, which is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that we don't see it.
No, I. We just talk about the reality which is seen. Is it you or someone or something is seen?
Well, I can see only that which I understand.
But that is thinking. And thinking is not that which is seen at all. So now we are talking about what we were born and experienced many, many things in life. But what is the absolute truth of each one at each moment? Because life exists in only a moment. Without a moment, can there be any life exist at all?
No.
That's why there is no understanding about that which is really seen because of ignorance.
So how can we hope to see what is there?
To be truthful to the truth, what is there? What is there in a moment?
The truth is always there in every moment.
Yeah, because something is there.
There is something there.
Which is not known as it is, because of ignorance.
How does one get rid of ignorance?
Consider the words of truth, whether it's true or not, the only way.
What are the words of truth?
What is seen, nobody can change its characteristic to be different from that which can be seen only.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
That which is seen is a reality which can be seen. Nobody can change that characteristic which is seen to be different from that which can be seen only.
Would it be safe to say that truth is irreducible? That which cannot be changed is true?
Certainly, certainly. Because it's the absolute truth, ultimate truth. Always true, always be true. No matter today or at this moment or at the moment. And that is the absolute truth of reality. Reality. There are so many different realities, unknown as they are not self or thing at all. That's why I listen to the word about what is there in life to just really understand absolutely what is there. For example, they're seeing right now. Is it true? And there is that which is seen. And that which is seen is not that which experiences it, which sees it.
So, okay, that's something I would like to slow down on and get clarity on. It's like what I see is real, but it's
at the moment of seeing.
At the moment of seeing, but from what I understand, it's not true because I do not see it for what it actually is. Is that
so
correct?
Is there I?
It feels like there's I.
This is a big question. to consider truthfully is that I.
There is an I experience.
So the experiencing is I, right?
There is an experience that I exist.
The experience is the experience. It cannot be other way at all. It can be I or you, the dog and cat, also see, because seeing is there, arising to experience what is there, which can be seen only. Snake, dog, cat, human being, deva, other plane of existence. Seeing cannot be changed at all, because it's a reality. It's the absolute reality. It doesn't belong to anyone, so no one can control, because it's in truth, there is no one at all. There are different realities, and they have to arise. Otherwise, how can there be something now, when nothing arises at all? So whatever appears has a reason. Has a reason. No one can make it arise. Like see around. See, it's there by conditions. Condition is arising. No one can do anything. No one can control. And it cannot be anyone at all. It's just a reality which is conditioned to arise just to see and then gone. Because seeing cannot hear. Seeing cannot think. That's why what we take for the world are the realities which arises to experience an object. Like seeing, thinking, liking, wanting, pleasant feelings, so on, memory and so on, are conditioned realities because it has conditions for its arising. No one at all. What we take for I has to be the reality which can experience an object, and also that which cannot experience, but it's there, not far away, so it's taken from my body, my finger and so on. But if they do not arise, can there be anybody? Can there be anything? Cushion, table, eyes, ears.
So if there is no I, and there is a reality which can experience, is that God?
God?
If there is a reality which can experience, there is something.
At the moment of having such idea as God, it's not seeing. Seeing doesn't know whether there's God or not. So it's another reality. Just think about different concept. For example, we have the concept of this shape as a cushion. So what is God? Any shape and form?
That is beyond our understanding.
So where is what we take for God? The seeing, the hearing, the thinking, or what?
The source of all of it.
As seeing arises to see by conditions. No matter we take for God sees or human being sees, it's only see. That's why we talk about life in details, very, very subtle, because the truth is not revealed as it is not anyone at all. So now at this moment, there is seeing. Ignorance cannot understand the truth. But the understanding of its nature as that which arises to see, experiences that which impinges on the eye-base. So there must be the eye-base, the special rupa. Rupa is the reality which cannot experience anything. But they are so different. Like seeing, the eye-base is not the ear-base. Different condition for seeing to arise, hearing to arise. So actually there's no one. That's why Buddha used the word Dhamma, the absolute reality. And when there's no understanding, for example, there's seeing right now, no understanding and no one who sees, so I see. How come the I without the experiencing? But without understanding the truth of different realities. So what is there is taken for I see, I hear, I think, I like, I dislike. I have very pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling, but they are different realities. Just consider whether it is true or not. That's all. This is life. No matter where, what world, the truth is the what we're talking about. No matter where, under the water or up on air and so on, nobody can change. And that is right understanding. Without the enlightened one, the one who had developed great wisdom to being able to penetrate the truth, it's impossible for anyone to think about the truth of this very moment as no one at all.
Let me reflect that back to you. It's impossible to think about the truth without understanding that there is no I there. Did I hear that correctly?
Can seeing think?
Can seeing think? No.
Can think thinking see?
I want to say yes.
Can thinking see?
I can see what I'm thinking about.
No, the thinking, the moment of thinking, what is it? If it's known, there can be the understanding of the world. So the meaning of our world or the world or any world is that whatever arises is a world. Because if nothing arises at all, where come the world? Where is the world? So the world is anything which is conditioned to arise, to appear, and then gone instantly, unknowingly. So very, very brief, so very, very subtle. And this is life, which can be studied to have right understanding of actually wholesome moment, wholesome reality. It's not the moment of unwholesome reality arising. That's why no one, but there are conditions for everything which arise. Why some people are so very stupid, and while the other consider whatever is heard to understand what is true and what is not true. It doesn't mean that you have to believe, but what about the world? If nothing arises at all, imagine no world at all. But no matter what arises, it's a world, because we can break the world into just very, very, very tiny, no matter it's the rupa. We talk about the world as the rupa, the sun, the moon, the chair, and so on. What is the truth of what is there, which cannot be changed? The sun can be seen, the moon can be seen, but how come the idea of the sun and the moon, the star? Because they are seen. How come to have such idea? Because in truth, from the enlightenment of the absolute reality, what arises falls away instantly, unknowingly, because just a reality which is so very tiny, which can impinge on the eye base, that which impinge on the eye base cannot be seen when there's no seeing. But it's there. So the sound cannot impinge on the eye base. But that particular reality which we use visible or that which can be seen can impinge on the eye base. And who knows what and where is the eye base, but it's there. The more hearing about the truth, there can be the understanding of whatever is there in life, each moment, as so true, that actually is gone. But the ignorance and not understanding, not directly experiencing it, cannot let go the idea of the self. I see now, I think now. But if thinking does not arise, how can there be I see? If seeing does not arise, how can there be I see? Ignorance is there. not understand the truth of that which arises. See, the moment of arising and the moment of falling away, never to arise again. No thought about it, just live. And that, can that be right understanding? We're just taking that which arises and falls away as something permanent. In truth, it's so very, very tiny, very short, very brief moment, a split second of a split second moment.
So if we are there to see, to experience.
That's why I think that we have to understand from the very beginning that what are the realities. So real, because it's there, but no understanding of the truth. But they are there by conditions, and that they can be divided into two different realities. One arises as hardness, as sound, which cannot experience anything at all. That is a reality. No matter it's sweet or seen or smelled, they are different realities which cannot experience anything. So now, have another word, rupa. That which arises, it has its own characteristic, and it cannot experience, no matter its sound or sight or smell or hardness, those cannot experience, and it's there now, everywhere. And this is her who conditioned its arising. And it's gone. That's why just arising and falling again, grow up little by little, to be old and then die and so on. But they cannot experience anything. When there's touching, that which is touched, appear as hardness of softness. But there must be that which can be seen together, right? That's why at moment of seeing, it's not hard, but it's there to be seen. And hardness is there to be touched. And smell is there too, if you smell it. And you can taste it too. That's why there are at least 8 kinds of rupa arising together. But there are 4 main rupas which condition the other rupa. Without hardness and softness, can there be smell or taste, or seen, or even heard? It's there, but it can be experienced just at one doorway at a time, not together at once. At moment of seeing, no reality which we take for smell, because it's only that which can be seen, and only at that very moment, and then gone.
Way for remembering?
Pen?
Is there a doorway for remembering?
We use the word doorway like at moment of birth. There must be the reality which experiences the chitta, the chief of experiencing right now. What is seen, that which see it clearly, the characteristic of the object which is seen, is a reality which is chitta. It just arrives to experience. It doesn't like. It's not the moment of being tired or anything. It's only a reality which arises just to be the chief of experiencing. That's why we know different thing in the glass. Because the chitta experiences a characteristic of a reality at a time. So they appear different because chitta arises many, many moments experiencing different color or visible object, until it becomes something with shape and form to be taken as this or that, see. That's why what we take for eye from head to toe are only different rupas. The eye base is not an ear base, and the base for chitta to arise, we call it heart or something like that, see. Very, very lovely, roughly, but the truth is more subtle than that. That's why we begin to understand what is meant by Dhamma, reality. not anyone at all, because it has its own characteristic. For sure, the eye is different from the ear, is different from the nose and tongue, see, and body sense. Each is different by conditions. When there is no eye, can there be anyone like God?
If there is no eye, can there be anyone like God? Yes.
No one, so can there be God? God is someone.
Or God could be... So, let me approach this from a different angle, because I'm curious about the concept of Dhamma and consciousness. There, if I understood correctly, there is an arising, and then there's a falling away.
Of our reality, one reality at a time.
Okay, so a reality is born, and then a reality dies.
And then instantly.
What is it arising from?
Conditions. For example, roughly, without the eye bears, without that which can impinge on the eye, can they be seen?
No.
Who make it see? Not one at all, by conditions. So we learn to understand the truth of what is there, and then later understand what conditions it. In 45 years, the truth is shown by the one who had enlightened the truth. For every question, for every reality to be known, not just only hearing and understanding, because even understanding is only a reality, no one at all. It arises and it falls away. And the other moment is doubt again, or like again, which is not understanding. That's why whatever is there as real are different realities classified by way of that which arises to experience is nama, and that which arises but cannot experience is rupa. There has to be the understanding of the truth of the different kinds of reality in life to begin to understand more of each reality. The seeing is nama, it experiencing, but it's not moment of hearing, thinking.
So would it be true to say that reincarnation is instantaneous in every moment because the conditions are reborn, my seeing is reborn, smelling is reborn, hearing is reborn, so is okay. Our...
But... Shall we begin with what is reincarnation? Otherwise, we talk about that we don't understand at all.
Then allow me to ask, what is reincarnation?
You use the word reincarnation, but in truth, whatever arises now, hearing, sound, arising, falling away, never to return. So, is it reincarnation or not reincarnation? So reincarnation is just the idea of that which is not known, the truth, as it's not there anymore. So it seems like we can be this person only in this life, right? But what we take from my life, my person or me, is only a moment of a conditioned reality at birth, and never arise again, but it conditioned the next moment instantly. That is the nature of the reality which arises and experience. It has its condition in itself to condition the next moment, but after it has fallen away, completely, absolutely, the new one is not that whole one. The next one is not this one. See, no reincarnation at all. You cannot be Ryan next life. You cannot be Sarita and know me at all from birth. If we don't call it Suchin or Sarita, it's only that which arises, experience and object by different conditions. That's why life is so different by conditions. Your life is different from Sarita, from me. But even right now, no one. So each moment is different from you take for Aye, that's a moment ago, gone completely. No clinging, no regret, because no one, that's the way it is. So reincarnation is that which is not from right understanding at home, from thinking. And when there is no understanding what reincarnates, how can there be the understanding of what it is? So that's why there has to be the understanding of what we are talking about in reality, in the absolute truth, which cannot be changed at all. It doesn't matter who knows it or not, but nobody can change the way it is. To be born differently, different situation, by conditions. And even in one's life, each moment is different by different conditions.
So if I understand correctly, which I probably don't, but I'm going to try, the thing that arises constantly is arising through the set of conditions from the previous reality. So in this moment, conditions start to appear, they fall away, but those conditions create the next reality, which disappears, mm-hmm. and so forth.
Yeah.
So there is no relationship between these realities other than the
you
conditions.
Mean relationship to the other or itself? Like seeing falling away and it conditioned the next moment.
Mm-hmm.
But that which has fallen away, never to arise again. Not anything permanent at all. Don't talk about karma yet, because we have to understand just one reality at a time. Otherwise, it's just the idea, again, different idea like reincarnation and so on.
Well, it's, I guess that would bring me to my next question with this. If we assume that reincarnation is simply, if
no
we
read reality.
No reality.
Because what is meant by reincarnation?
That's a good question, I guess. That which comes back.
What? Not just that. What? Which comes back?
I would imagine the parts of my consciousness.
So there is the idea of my, mm-hmm. as long as there is ignorance of the truth that it's not there anymore.
So there can't be reincarnation because
nothing.
There is no I.
Mm-hmm. What arises completely, absolutely gone, never to arise again. Even now, no need to think about just reincarnation.
So if I understand correctly, there is no reincarnation in Dhamma?
And not anyone. And the idea of reincarnation is someone.
Okay, so there's no having to live again as a dog to learn that kind of, that my understanding before talking to you has been reincarnation is the idea that you're reborn mm-hmm. until you learn how to,
like
until you become enlightened.
Anyone in the world.
I don't know.
I'm curious, if anything, I'm curious. The idea of accumulating feels like there's a past, like a continuous accumulation of this reality.
No matter how different ideas it comes from, not understanding the truth. Because it's the I accumulate. That's why we understand, but it's the base for all wrong understanding. Wrong idea.
Maybe that's where we start, which is a question. I have two questions for you. Let's start with the first one. How would you explain to a young child what Dhamma is?
What about not young child?
I guess.
Anyone. Because even young child is different from the other. In the Tipitaka, in the old days, only 5 years old can attain enlightenment because of accumulation. Mm. No one there at all. Right understanding is there. So the hearing, the considering of what is heard of the truth right now can condition the understanding when hearing again again and again, a little more. Without hearing again, if we just talk about what we are talking right now, who can understand? But from hearing what is there, what is the world, what is meant by what we used to say from birth up to now, no understanding of the absolute truth, just only idea of something. I think about reincarnation. I is there all the time. But can anyone find the truth of I if it's a reality?
So if I heard you correctly, there are children who are closer to enlightenment because of accumulation. Is that correct?
It doesn't depend on age at all, but it depends on accumulation.
Can you tell me a little bit about accumulation?
Can you speak Thai?
Unfortunately, no.
Can you learn Thai?
I can try.
So, samadhi ka.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
It develops when there's more hearing, considering, understanding. It cannot just arise with our conditions at all. Impossible. That's why to be reasonable, to understand the truth is the only way to let go of ignorance. Otherwise, how can anyone think about no one at all? Not hearing about seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and what are there in life from moment to moment, different who conditions said? Who know what would be the next moment? To hear or to think or to like or dislike? By conditions. But even so, it does not reveal as it's conditioned.
So though there is no reincarnation, the...
Because you see that I just would like to understand what you mean by reincarnation. What is that?
Well, there was my understanding of reincarnation, which is that which persists through lives.
Is it now?
Is it now? Maybe.
So is it reincarnation?
In my former understanding, I am a reincarnation of...
Right now?
Yes.
From what?
From my previous self.
So what is your previous soul?
I don't know.
See? Can you find a soul? You use the word soul, it seems like that is the understanding of the soul. But in truth, no idea. It's just a soul, something. Unknown, no explanation at all. So how can anyone understand the truth of soul?
I know you said soul.
Yeah, it's not. I guess I follow, and the idea of no reincarnation makes sense, but the confusion is then the idea of accumulation, that some people, doesn't matter how old they are, can come across information very differently.
So how can you know that it's true?
I can know that it's true as a teacher when I see...
And someone might give evidence of such that he thought.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, in truth, how can anyone know about the past moment? Where is it to be reincarnation? Where is seeing a moment ago?
You remember what you saw?
No, it's gone. This is the next one. The seeing, not previous one at all.
So memory is imagination?
No. Is there memory?
Yes.
So it's not imagination, but it's a reality which does not belong to anyone. It's conditioned to arise and it performs a function as remembering, that's all. With each moment, it's there.
It's interesting because we all know that our memories are bad, right?
We all know, but we don't understand what memory is. So it's only thinking, the idea about it. But the truth is, what is it? Is it real? Can it be my memory? Because it's completely gone. Why does one still have the idea of self? Because the reality which arises and falls away doesn't appear directly to be known yet. Even right now, we can talk about seeing has gone. It's conditioned again, anyone again. But it's not the moment of directly experiencing. So it cannot let go, the clinging to that as I see for long, long time ago, eons and eons of not understanding seeing and take it for I. But when one dies, where's I who see? In this life.
In this life, no one.
Even right now. We think that I see, but actually, no I at all. Only seeing arises and falls away. Seeing doesn't have any idea of reincarnation. Seeing just arises to see.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. So what is the idea of reincarnation? Is it real? And what is real?
I don't know if it's real. I guess I had a false assumption that in most Buddhist traditions, reincarnation was taken for
the
truth.
That's why we have to clear up to see what in life is true and what in life is false, what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise, there has to be wrong understanding because no right understanding at all. But there can be less wrong understanding when there's a little more understanding, little by little. At moment of understanding, it let go the idea of wrong understanding. But when there's no right understanding, wrong understanding is still there. By conditions, never heard about the truth at all.
Time that I would like to, that ties back into this that I would love some clarity on. If I understood you correctly, every moment has its own truth that arises and falls, never to come back again. And there is also the ultimate truth, if I understand correctly, that stays the same because it's irreducible. So it might be a different reality in each moment, but the truth stays the truth in each moment.
Never stay the same.
It never stays the same.
At all.
So there is no total truth.
So whatever arises falls away.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of something arises and it falls away. But it conditioned the other moment of the same idea again, but not the same moment, not the same one.
But
like seeing, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday seeing, today seeing, tomorrow seeing, not the same moment, but same characteristics, same kind of the reality which arises to see. It cannot hear.
Is there something that stays true?
No. Whatever arises falls away. Why? Because there are its proper conditions for only such reality to arise. As soon as it is conditioned to arise, that is a function of condition. To condition moment of arising, as it has arisen, it falls away instantly. No one can just stop. It's arise. It's falling away. Now, see, who knows? But we can understand. Like seeing cannot be hearing, not the same moment. So seeing cannot be hearing. Whenever it arises, no matter this life, other life, or whenever, in the other country or in the other plane, seeing sees, but not the same seeing at all. Buddha said, all conditioned realities arise and falls away instantly. Instantly, what does it mean? Now.
Okay.
Uncountable moment. Uncountable realities.
If it's okay with you, I would like to shift over to the idea of learning, because for me, that's. I would like to believe that we're here to learn. That's So how would I approach this? Okay.
But there can be wrong belief and right belief too.
How can we learn if the truth changes in every moment?
Can there be seeing and hearing together in a moment?
Given what I heard, no.
That's it. The truth is the truth. This is to be truthful to the truth.
So
without it, there cannot be further understanding.
So if hearing and seeing cannot happen at the same time, and that's a truth, that will remain true forever.
What do you mean by that?
That means that truth from every reality stays the same.
Because seeing has to be only seeing, no matter at any moment.
So there will never be a condition where seeing and hearing can happen at the same time?
No.
So there is an irreducible truth.
Pardon?
There is an irreducible truth. There is a truth that stays true regardless of conditions.
When you say stay true, what do you mean? That it has to be like that no matter at any time?
Yes.
But it cannot be the same one at all. Nothing can stay.
So there is a truth where you can hear and see at the same time.
When there's no understanding, it seems like there is no seeing and hearing, thinking. But they cannot arise at the same time at all. Just one moment. Why we use just one moment? To be truthful, moment is a moment. There cannot be two moments in a moment. Learn to be truthful to the truth from the very beginning.
So
otherwise, there cannot be the understanding of the truth.
So is Dhamma based on understanding truths like not being able to see and hear at the same time?
There are many different Dhammas. Ignorance is also a Dhamma. Understanding is another Dhamma. Detachment is another Dhamma. Attachment is another Dhamma. All are Dhammas. Whatever is real, we use the word Dhamma or absolute reality, Dhamma.
What's the difference between absolute reality and truth?
Because we think that, oh, this is Sarita, right? Not Kunam. But in truth, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, no Sarita.
In that example, what is the absolute reality? What is the difference between the truth and absolute reality?
Okay. Even we don't use the term seeing, is there seeing?
Yes.
Without a word.
Without a word?
We don't have to call it seeing. Or we can change this now. Change it from seeing to hearing. All right. We can know that. When I talk hearing, I mean seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual reality which arises to see, can you change when you say that, oh, now let's use another word, not seeing, but use the word hearing. But you cannot change the characteristic of seeing to be hearing. And that is the meaning of absolute truth.
But seeing can mean different things to different people.
Pardon?
Seeing can, let's say seeing is seeing, so bringing back the same word.
Even you don't use any word.
What happens in sight is different from person to person, right? Some people see these colors, some people can't see very well, so there are characteristics to
seeing. The idea can be changed. The thinking about it can be changed, but can anyone change the see? Just see, the see itself.
Well, I guess that's the question. If there is no I,
right,
the way that I see is not seeing.
No, seeing has to be seeing.
What he's referring to is that to turn to see, which is there is seeing. When you refer to your seeing, there's a different experience. That seeing differ from my seeing. So is it the judges that create?
Can you change the seeing?
I guess that's the question. I think you can change the seeing.
Okay, change it.
Okay, so let's
change it then.
I can't change it on command, but I definitely, for example, if I look at a word in Thai, I don't know what I'm seeing. But when I learn Thai, then I look at it, I'm seeing something different.
It's the conventional world, not the absolute truth.
I'm sorry, can you repeat
you
that?
You cannot change the absolute truth. But by way of conventional world, you can use any word. In Thai, we use this word. In English, another word. But you cannot change the characteristic which arises and experience what it's seen at all.
That's interesting. If you get a tattoo, Thai word, it stays the same. But when you learn meaning, word, that changes, right? But it doesn't change the tattoo. It's the same. So there's...
Is that correct? So the word stays the same. The same.
You can use any word in Thai, in English, in Indian, in Japanese, but seeing cannot be changed. It's characteristic to be different from seeing.
Is there a difference then between seeing and being?
So we have to understand what is being again.
Well, in this case, I would like to understand what seeing means.
We use the word people. We use the word animal kingdom, cat and dog.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? Because when we talk about seeing, can seeing itself be a dog or
no.
a human being? Or it cannot be dog or cat. It is seeing. To be truthful to the truth is the beginning of understanding the truth of whatever is there now. A snake seeing, a cat seeing, without the shape and form, the rupa. Who knows whether it's snake or bird, which sees, but actually seeing cannot be bird or cat or snake. It's only seeing. So we just talk about the absolute truth without shape and form to take it for different ones. Like Japanese and Thailand, what is the difference? See, a Japanese is seeing, a Thai is seeing. So seeing is Thai or seeing is Japanese. Seeing is seeing, it doesn't belong to anyone at all. And that is the absolute truth. No matter what word you use to represent that reality in different languages, but the reality is there. No one can change it at all.
Then that makes sense. What do you think about art then? Because artists become famous or become immortal based on a vision or something they see that nobody else can see.
What is this absolute reality?
If I understand you correctly, there is seeing.
Seeing is seeing.
And it doesn't belong to anyone.
Never.
And then there are visions, paintings, photographs that capture moments that nobody else but the artist was able to see.
Without memory, can you know what is then?
You can create without memory.
Without memory, can you tell what is this and what is that?
No.
Taken by and taken then. So, what is seen is seeing. But the idea is not the seeing. But memory marks and remember. Memory is a reality. We use another word, cetasika, mental factor. It arises with each moment of experiencing. So, among all which arises to experience, there is one which is the chief, and we use the term citta to understand the difference between citta and cetasika. The cetasika is the mental factor. Like anger, it's not citta, but it arises with citta, experience the same object, and it dislikes to the degree of anger. Is it not true? We just learn to understand what is the truth in life each moment as no one. Because we think that I was born and then I die. But actually, different realities arising and following by different conditions.
Why is there an idea of I? Why does it...
If nothing arises at all, Can that be the idea of I or thing?
Yes.
Nothing arises. So where's I?
I mean...
How come?
I'm not sure if I understand the question. Let me ask a different question to help me, help myself.
So we start again and again and again to really understand the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What is there now appearing? For example, seeing.
Mm-hmm.
If seeing does not arise to see, can there be seeing?
No.
Whatever arising now, appearing now, what appears now, it has a reason. Otherwise, it cannot appear.
What gives it reason? What is meaning?
It just be quiet. Is there sound?
Yes.
And how comes that? When there is no sound appearing, heard at all, can you still say that there is sound?
Yes.
Why?
Because I know that there...
It's not there to be known. You just think about it. But at moment of hearing, you don't have to think. It's there. It's experienced by a citta, the chief of experiencing any object. So the object can appear because that reality, citta, is the chief of experiencing, arises and experiences just that very object only. Now, it seems like it's there all the time. Not in fact, in truth, it arises. And it falls away, unknowingly. Until there's more considering about the nature of it.
I guess my question is more along the lines of, you know, I don't think that a jellyfish has
because
an
existence. Because there is you. Who think, who like, who see. But actually, those are different realities. And without condition, they cannot arise at all. For example, seeing right now, when one is blind, no eye base at all, how can they be seen?
Well, for them, it doesn't exist.
And when
exist.
There's no seeing, there's no idea, I see. When there's no hearing, there cannot be idea. I hear. Not understanding the truth which is the condition for the arising of whatever now appears. Ignorance is there and no one there, only that experiences. So when there is an experiencing without understanding the truth of that, it's I. Naturally, even you don't speak out. That's why there are many levels of the clinging to the idea of self, too.
I guess my question is more like, there is life.
Okay, what is life?
That which sees, which hears, which experiences.
So seeing is life. So whatever arises and experience is taken for life.
I guess the question is like...
Like there's no life at all. It does not experience anything. But whatever arises and experience, we take that for I, or cat, or dog, as the life of such and such creature. That is the understanding of what is true, absolute truth, and what is not is only idea. And without that which arises to experience, there cannot be any idea at all. So what is idea? See, is doesn't have any idea, see?
Does seeing itself have an idea?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hearing?
No.
Smelling?
No.
Tasting?
No.
Touching?
No.
Thinking? And when is thinking? It's there after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Instantly, about that which is seen, take the shape and form as something.
I guess the question is, I think the wrong things, whether I exist or not, as a human, it seems like I have a lot of problems because I think about things that aren't truth or get in my way, but I feel like a jellyfish.
The question has to understand what you take for life, for I. What is that? To know whether it's the I or no I at all. But there is wrong understanding for sure. How come ignorance, not understanding the truth of that very moment and taking the succession of the way it arises and falls away so rapidly, the form and shape which you see, just one dot into the shape and form. So what is the absolute truth? No shape, no form in a dot. But how come shape and form, many dots of experiencing too, no matter through eyes or ears, different sounds? The citta is the chief of experiencing the object clearly. So it knows that different tone of sound and the idea and the earth reality which remembers, marks and remembers instantly the different one. So it conditioned the idea of what sound it is, the sound of music or the sound of the dog barking, so many dots, many process of experiencing an object, many processes.
So if I understand this correctly, the arising and falling happens so fast that reality is able to put together the dots, every part. So my skin, my hair are just individual dots.
Mm-hmm.
And the process is so fast that it becomes hair, it becomes eyes, mm-hmm. it becomes language.
Mm-hmm. So without realities, there is nothing, no world at all. The sun, the moon, the water, the mountain must be seen and thought about different shape and form in split seconds. Just close your eyes. Nothing appears. Instantly, suddenly, nothing is seen anymore. But the rapidity of the succession of seeing conditioned as soon as one opens one eye is there. Everything is there. Different ones. But it has to impinge on the eye. That which does not impinge on the eye bears cannot be seen at all.
The real that the experience is so fast and refined, how can one discern?
That's why we learn about the absolute truth. What is there? Here, see. And here, and here, and here, see. The miracle of life, the arising and falling away of the reality which experiences an object, is faster than a magician play his trick. Can we break down everything here to be in small pieces?
Yes.
Where's my body?
It's everywhere.
It's hard. It's soft. How can hardness belong to anyone? It arises and falls away in truth, unknowingly. And that's why the truth is hidden until there's great wisdom to penetrate the truth.
What is wisdom?
Pardon?
What is wisdom?
Understanding what is there as it is. Not as one take it for something permanent at all. It seems like everything is there, permanent, but in truth, nothing. Because whatever arises falls away instantly, followed by next moment so rapidly.
Why does a human life seem so much harder than, I would say, a less complicated life form, like a jellyfish? That's the question I was coming to.
Is it seeing?
Is it seeing?
Which make it hard?
I think it's the idea of self that makes mm-hmm. it hard.
So it's more of thinking. The collection of the past and the present.
So why do we think? What is the reality that...
Can anyone stop what is there? No. When it has reason by conditions.
So it has to exist.
So what is now appearing is conditioned to arise to be only that. Nobody can change the seeing to not seeing at all. Because there is a reality which arises to experience. Otherwise, there's no world, no idea.
So does suffering have to exist?
What is meant by suffering?
When life brings pain, and the way that we respond to what happens, when we choose to keep thinking about the bad things, or we choose to think about things in a bad way.
Is that the understanding what is there now?
Is there understanding what is there now?
Just now. Is it the understanding of that which is just now, right now, as it is? Or it is that thinking with the idea?
It's the thinking.
So thinking is conditioned by accumulation too.
Well, it's both, right? Because you can be suffering because of body pain, and you can be suffering because of the emotional pain.
You have to understand the truth of whatever is there as it is. So the question is, what is it? What is it? What is it? Until the truth is known as no one at all. Because pleasant feeling is a kind of feeling which is not unpleasant. And that moment of unpleasant feeling, it's feeling, it's a kind of feeling, unpleasant by conditions. When it's there, it has already arisen. So how can you change that?
Can you change what you will feel?
How?
By changing the conditions.
Because not understanding that it's gone. You'd like to change seeing. It's there already and gone. Instantly, as soon as it has arisen, perform its function and then gone.
So how can you change anything?
No one at all.
So
even that idea is thinking after hearing a lot from this and that, different ideas in the past, conditioned another idea. That's why people have different ideas. You are a writer. You have the idea of what you are thinking, different from the other writer, see? I'm not a writer. I have no condition to write anything at all.
So how can one change themselves?
No one, but conditions. The understanding, change it from no understanding at all. Understanding what is wholesome and what is unwholesome. Condition less unwholesomeness and more wholesomeness because of understanding the benefit of what is wholesome and that which unwholesome has no benefit.
What wholesome?
What about anger and no anger? What is wholesome?
Yes.
It's wholesome because I think it's wholesome, but its nature is wholesome or unwholesome.
It can be both. Anger can be good.
Impossible. At moment of pleasant feeling, can it be changed to unpleasant feeling? Impossible. It's gone before anyone has the idea to change it. So, is it right to change because it's not there anymore?
But, okay, so this is interesting in that I have two questions and one that I want to get in beforehand. If it's okay with you, I'd like to pause on anger for a moment because that is interesting to me. But would it be fair to say that learning... The concept of learning is arranging or manipulating conditions.
What is learning again? We are talking about the absolute truth beyond anyone's expectation with different idea. So it has to be very precise. What is it? And that is the understanding of the truth, not just imagine or hoping or wishing it to be as you like. Or as you think. So whatever is there can be known as the reality of it, as no one, no thing. It's there by conditions. Why I think like this, and so is that thing, and Kunal and you, by conditions, different.
Is learning...
We use the word learning, but what is learning again? That's why when we talk about the absolute reality, we have to understand what are the absolute reality. How many are there? Even one cannot be arise again at all. Completely gone, but it conditioned the next one. That is the way life is. Never the same. Never two moments. That which has gone cannot arise again, but it conditioned the next one. Because before you hear about the truth, and then after hearing, it conditioned the next thought, next kind of thinking about the truth, the absolute truth, whether it's true or not, that actually nothing can be taken for anything permanent at all. But usually there's that idea, conventional idea of things, because not understanding the truth. Who knows that it arises and falls away all the time?
Not many people.
But it can be directly experienced. Yes, when there's more understanding and letting go, that what is seen cannot be a glass. And just one moment of seeing cannot be the glass. But seeing like a dot, how many times to condition just shape and form. And not only this, as one opens one's eyes, so many things, who knows that they have to impinge on the eye base, one at a time, as a dot at a time, to condition the shape and form to be taken for something conventionally. As I hear, and Sarita there, and you are there, see? The idea only, but what is seen is only seen. And sanya, memory, marks and remember, arises with each moment of experiencing of citta. That's why we learn to understand different ones which are in a moment.
Essentially, understanding and sanya, because it's remembering and then accumulating understanding.
Reality is so very subtle. That's why in order to really understand, we have to consider just one characteristic or one word at a time. Like citta, what does it mean? It means a reality which experiences an object. But there are other mental factors too which arise and experience, but different characteristic, different function. So the function of citta, the chief of experience, is the seeing right now. The light that which is seen, like and likeness, is not citta, but it arises with citta because it experiences the same object, different function, different characteristic. No one at all to break the world up into just the absolute truth of one reality conditioned to arise at a time and gone absolutely, never to return. And whether is this true or not depends on condition, on consideration at that moment, wisely or unwisely. What about yesterday? You went here and there, you thought about this, but where are those reality yesterday? No more. And today, passing moment to moment to be tomorrow, see? And what about now, which pass all the time from moment to moment to be tomorrow?
Like that. God, you're still annoyed by it.
Even hearing that, that is the idea of something, suddenly, instantly. But actually it's gone, and it conditioned moment of thinking of that which has been heard, marks and remember the sound to know, conventional meaning as something.
If we can't, it sounds here like we can't control what arises.
That's why we have to understand that absolute truth is that I, or there are only different realities, absolute realities. And without understanding that it's not there anymore to be taken for I. Hearing is God, the sound is God, where's I? But at moment of hearing, is I here, right or wrong? How come the I? Taking that, which experience as I?
Well, I guess this brings us back to anger, though, because my challenge right now that I'm having a hard time with is pain and suffering, because there is still pain, and there is still pain, and there is still pain. And that, so anger can sometimes be the cause of more pain, or it can be the cause of us changing our circumstances.
If you haven't heard the word suffering at all, pain at all, can you have such idea?
Yes.
Without hearing about it before?
Will you experience it without experiencing it?
Without hearing about satisfactoriness before or suffering before, do you think that it's suffering?
If I have felt pain, I don't need to know the
because
word.
Because you haven't heard about the truth of what suffering is, but you hear the idea about suffering before. So it's conditioned memory about what's meant by suffering. But it's time to understand the truth. It's what is suffering? What is the meaning of suffering?
So let's start there. Is there a distinction in your mind between pain and suffering?
That is thinking again. But the suffering itself, just suffering, what is that?
I define suffering as unnecessary pain.
So it's your definition.
This is my definition.
Is that I, or the definition is the idea?
I think the definition is the idea.
It's definition, the idea, or you, or it is just a reality which has such thinking about something as idea.
It's just the reality that has that thinking
so
about an idea.
So this is the way to let go wrong understanding, which has been accumulated eons and eons ago. It's hidden. The truth is hidden by the rapidity of the succession of what is there now. Who knows that it arises and falls away? But when it's heard about the truth, it's that, only that. Otherwise, it cannot appear if it hasn't arisen at all. Is it true?
It can't.
So even idea is conditioned to arise and then go.
But
so through understanding,
not your idea.
So through understanding, can start to let go of.
Only the understanding can let go of understanding.
And the condition.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
new idea.
Understanding, right.
So you can change conditions.
No, you. The wrong understanding can be less.
So reality can change conditions.
No. I think that it condition, when you take change, we can roughly say that it changed, but in truth, the new one has another function to understand. And when it understands, it cannot have wrong understanding as before, and we never say it changed.
Would you say that everything is headed towards truth?
Everything.
We're getting into some very interesting territory here, so I want to make sure that I understand.
It's not easy for anyone to understand instantly, because it's hidden even right now. What is the world? That which arises. Otherwise, there cannot be any world without anything arise at all. To begin to understand what is the real world in truth, just that which arises. But there are conditions for so many things to arise, no matter it's not experienced, but there are conditions for whatever arises, it arises. And when it experiences, it's there already condition, arisen. That's why we take that which arises there as a world, or the world full of this and that, but in truth full of this and that, which has conditions to arise and is gone when it has arisen. Instantly. To consider what is true, and the understanding of the truth is different from just thinking with the wrong idea, because no experiencing directly of the truth that can be directly experienced. While when Panya has developed enough to let go of wrong understanding, which covers up the truth.
Would you say that the arising and falling keeps happening to run into the truth?
Just one reality at a time, arising and falling away. No one can manage or do anything at all.
And if I heard you correctly, once you hear the truth or once you experience the truth, the conditions change.
The understanding begin to understand when it will experience the truth. And this is only the beginning, the intellectual understanding of the truth, but not directly understand that which is so close, now arising and falling away, because no conditions enough yet.
I guess that's what I'm trying to clarify. Does the arising and falling change depending on your experience with the truth? Like, is the truth the thing that determines the conditions to be understood?
So consider now. The truth is the truth, no matter who knows or not. But when there's no understanding of what is true, there can never be the understanding, the truth of what is there now. So begin to understand what is true and what is not true now, in order to understand that what is true can be known more and more, to experience the truth of it. When right understanding has developed enough to let go of wrong understanding or the self, because nothing can eradicate the idea of self when there's no understanding of the truth, to let go absolutely no more the idea of self. Which means no more idea of things, which means permanently. Because it doesn't arise and fall away to be realized now, because ignorance of what is taken for thee is so very, very strong.
So, what does it mean to live a good life?
To understand the truth.
And a bad life would be to live in ignorance?
When there's no understanding, it's the moment of not understanding. And not understanding is ignorance, a reality. In Pali, it is avijja, and vijja is understanding, right understanding. And a is the prefix for no, not, no understanding.
That would be a bad life?
It's now, at the moment of not understanding what is there now. As it's not as we take it.
No conscious understand.
What if you are trying to understand, but you can't understand or you don't understand?
When we do not think about I, they are reality. For sure. Saying is saying. No I. Beginning to learn about the truth, develop it, whether it's true. Hearing is conditioned. It hears and then gone. No I. So it has to begin with the right understanding of reality as no one and no I and no thing. Close your eyes. No question. At the moment of touching is hard. That is the absolute reality. No need, no idea. Hardness is experience. And there must be a reality at that very moment. Experience that. If that reality does not arise, how can be the moment of experience? Hardness. Just learn to understand the truth of each moment, that it's not there anymore. It seems like we are here, actually, moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. The nama and the rupa, conditioned to arise, is conditioned to arise and fall away, never to return at all.
I'd like to take a moment right now. We've been going for an hour and a half. Would you like to take a break for a little bit?
Yeah. Okay.